A Hand of Vengeance. Call of Vengeance Series, Book 4. By John Stafford. Narrated by Adam Barr. For there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known. Luke chapter 12, verse 2. Chapter 1. Bring me the pain. Rome. The mid-month sun lit up the faces of the 20,000-plus faithful men, women, and children who gathered in St. Peter's Square for a glimpse of the Pope. The crowd was large by any standard, but especially for a Wednesday in Vatican City. Father Anthony pleaded with the Holy Father to be cautious. "The crowd is so large for your drive through the square. I would ask you again to please wear your bulletproof vest. You know the danger is real. You've read the letter of warning from your Russian colonel, Vladimir." The Holy Father, in his white cassock and succhetto, waved his hand in the air.
"Yes, of course, I read his letter. Danger is an occupational hazard. I will not be afraid in my own square."
"But, Holy Father,
did you send the colonel's second letter to the boy?"
His Holiness asked, changing the subject.
"Yes, Father Aidan took care of it,"
Father Anthony replied.
"I will wear the Holy Cross the boy had you give me under my vestments. It'll be protection enough."
He smiled, touching his chest at the spot the boy had burned the holy mark onto his chest, the night of the weddings back in Ohio.
"Yes, I'm happy you are wearing the cross. However, all precautions must be taken. Please, Holy Father, grant me this one request,"
Father Anthony pleaded again. With a smile, he simply said,
"No.
Your Holiness, we are at war with the darkness. They'll do anything to avenge the loss of their soul stones and your refusal to return them."
Father Anthony became winded. His cancer had returned vigorously, taking a toll on his rail, thin body.
"The followers of the darkness will never give up, and you are now one of their prime targets."
He now breathed heavily from the stress.
"Father Anthony, I must ask you to sit down. If you do, I will listen,"
motioning his hand toward the leather chairs.
"Let's go to the patio, and I will smoke one of those fine Cuban cigars that you so love,"
His Holiness said, changing the subject once more. Father Anthony's treatments had extended his life far longer than most of his doctors had thought possible. The end was coming, and there was nothing more medical science could do. Everything had been tried and failed to stop this death march of cancer. Against his doctor's orders, Father Anthony continued smoking his beloved cigars.
"You want me to stop smoking cigars?"
He smiled with a slight laugh.
"We both know, my friend, I am going to die whether I smoke cigars or not. There is no sense denying this any longer. This is a truth we can both agree on. You did your best to keep me alive this long, allowing me to continue with my mission, and each day asking the Lord for just one more. I thank you for that. You have done your job,"
he said, looking into the Pope's eyes, the pain of his words visible on the Pope's face.
"It is not the end, my friend,"
he assured him.
"My faith in the one true God, all that I have seen and experienced in my life affirms what comes next is only the beginning. Until it is my time to go, I will enjoy the precious time I have left. One of the few pleasures I can still enjoy, and yes, against your orders, I will..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?